Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third week of Lent, Friday. The film today, Peter, is The Visitor.
Yes, The Visitor's perhaps not a very well-known film. Unfortunately, it's one that I'd certainly recommend for people to see. It stars Richard Jenkins, one of those character actors that people see a lot but perhaps can't put a name on. And I was rather delighted when he actually got an Oscar nomination for this performance. The film also won an Interfaith Award at the Brisbane International Film Festival in 2008. So it's got some recommendations behind it. And the reason for choosing it is because we have almost the ideal gospel for Lent, now that we're halfway through Lent, and it's the scribe asking Jesus, which is the first of all the commandments, love of God, and then he adds, love of neighbour. And what came to mind reading that gospel and the character in The Visitor, he actually puts love of neighbour into practice in a way that he would never have dreamt. He's a widower, he's a professor, and really got stuck in a rut at his university. And he has to go down for a conference to New York where he has an apartment. And when he gets there, he finds squatters, a man from Syria and a woman from Africa. And he wants them out. But somehow or other, he does get touched by their plight and goes after them and invites them back. Now, the important thing about the film is not so much what happens to the squatters being able to stay in his apartment, but what happens to him. And he has a great love of music. His wife was a musician, and the man plays drums, and he invites the academic to start playing the drums, and that unlooses him, I suppose we could say.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Who are you?
My name is Walter Vale.
He's just in my apartment.
So why haven't you been here?
Because I live in Connecticut. I haven't been down here in a very long time.
I'm sure he's caught the police.
We don't want any trouble. We leave, okay?
So you know where you're staying tonight?
You like music, huh? Me too. Thanks again for letting us stay.
Now, if that were just the story of The Visitor, it'd be simple, and it would certainly illustrate the gospel. But actually, there's more. Because it's contemporary, it's the United States fearing aliens, and so the young man is actually taken by the authorities and interned. And that puts further demands on love of neighbour, on the professor, and he does his best to try to get the man out of internment, goes to visit him in prison, and his mother comes to visit and stays, and they become friends as they share in this, trying to find a way in which they can serve the son best. So I think it really is an illustration of the gospel in a contemporary situation.
Do you know, it reminds me a little bit of Return to Paradise with Vince Vaughn. I mean, it sounds completely different in terms of theme, but yet that was a film where he was asked to return to Malaysia to sort of stand in solidarity with his friend who was facing the death penalty. Is this another one where it's a decision that maybe isn't comfortable, puts you out a lot, could even be dangerous, yet you know it's the right thing and therefore you do it?
Yes, Return to Paradise is actually a bit different in so far as the man in prison is there for drug offences, whereas the man in The Visitor is an innocent, so to speak. But they both illustrate that same kind of thing of decision-making and to put oneself out completely for love of neighbour.